Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying 1 Samuel chapter 17, which is the story of David and Goliath. And so far, we have seen this physical specimen of Goliath. And then the story is interrupted by this little errand boy, David, showing up on the scene. And we're getting into perhaps my favorite section of the entire story of David and Goliath because of four little words that we come across. So let's get the picture. David has risen early and he has hurried to the army camp. He quickly throws down on the ground what he brought with him and he sprints to the ranks where his brothers were. He wanted to get an update. He wanted to hear a story or two of some epic battle or some valiant sword fighting. And in mid-conversation with them, the echo of Goliath's vile voice is heard booming up the mountain. I defy Israel and Israel's God. If your God is real and if your God is powerful, let him prove it by sending out one of you. And this is my favorite part. This is where the needle scratches off the record, where the director calls for a zoomed-in shot on David's face, because the text says, "And David heard him." This is the turning point in the whole story. Goliath has stomped out and bellowed across the valley, up the mountain, blaspheming Israel and Israel's God, mocking God, and taunting the men. Is there not a man in all of Israel? Is there not a champion in all of Israel? What kind of God do you serve if there is no champion? And this has been going on for 40 days. But this time, his message landed on new ears. David heard him. Without looking ahead in the text, what do you think happens next? Well, if you want to find out, tune in tomorrow and we'll unwrap it for you. As you pray today, please remember Sarah Philemon, our missionary in Romania, and also remember the Fonte LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.